So this week for my reflective journal, I'm going to be discussing how as a senior here in athletic training program, how do I model professionalism as a student and more mentor younger athletic training students? And also, I'm going to talk about do I feel like am I a mentor slash role model or resource for the other students? So start off with, how do I personally model professionalism as a student here at Emory Henry's athletic training program? Really, I just try to do, for professional wise, I just try to do like the small things, show up on time for my clinical rotations, do everything that we've been taught in preseason and in our classes to a T. So whether that's cleaning up before, after, or during, while in the clinic, if things need to be cleaned, putting things back where they need to be put back, just that type of stuff. Also, just how I carry myself and how I talk to others while dealing with athletes or clinicians in the clinic. So as for that, making sure I'm wearing like the right, athletic training student shirt or polo, khaki pants every time I go in there, something clinical related. And then just in terms of talking to my clinicians and athletes, other students, just not being disrespectful, especially towards the clinician, towards clinicians and athletes, because it's not a good look when you come in there talking to people like they're your friends or people you grew up around. Just a time and place for that. And me personally, I just feel like that's not the clinic. And then when you get athletes in there that are your friends, sometimes they kind of forget that you're in there. Not really as a job because we don't get paid for it, but I just have to be professional when I'm in the clinic setting. So like no horse playing with athletes that I know that are my friends. And then the same as with the other AT students. We're around each other a lot, so that can be it could be kind of second nature that kind of want a horse play or whatever, but just making sure I don't do that because you never know who's watching. And then another part of this question was, how do I mentor AT students? I feel like the way I mentor students is it's not really like heavily mentor, but always tell the ever since I became a junior last year and this year in my senior year, I just always told the new students if they needed anything or help with anything throughout the semester, any questions come up about something, feel free to hit me up, email, text, whatever. I'm a very open person, and like we're all trying to get to the same goals here in the program. So anyone need me withhold information that can help somebody out, because I know I've learned things and being in this program that nobody really. I wish somebody probably would have told me or helped me with more. So I'm just trying to make this easy for them, because that first year in the program can be super stressful if you let it get to you. So that's just the way I mentor them. And like I said, like just providing tips and answers to questions, like whatever they need, like whether that be like how, not like specifically tutoring them in the class, but I know I sometimes get the like the old fashioned like how was so and so's class and what did you do for so and so's class to do well in it, and I just give tips on like what to study, like whether that be in a certain chapter or a topic they're going over, how to study for a certain class, like whether that be upper or lower, because that's like an example I can use. Like that class can be kind of stressful and overwhelming if you don't really use your resources well. So I definitely do feel like I'm a mentor slash role model. I mean, I'm just that super laid back person. Like I said, I'm very open with stuff. I mean, people say I am quiet, but I'm just not really quiet, but I'm just super laid back, just kind of go with the flow kind of type of guy. But yeah, I definitely always encourage that people can come to me as athletic training students, as a senior here in the program, and just ask me whatever. Like I said, not trying to hide any information because we're all working towards the same goal at the end. So that's pretty much it for this week's journal.